Okay, so here we are. We have, we'll pick up the minutes after we've looked at the recommendations. So we are called to order. Judge Mello?
Yes.
Good afternoon. We're all here. We're all here. So first of all, we have in front of us the next iteration of our recommendations to promote increased ease of citizen participation in public service board proceedings. And our goal today is to review those recommendations and hopefully to act. The report is due on December 15th, and this would constitute our last formal meeting in preparation of those recommendations. We don't have a report due, we have recommendations due. And there is a distinction to be made. So I'm hoping that everyone's had an opportunity to read through, and I want to say that the introduction has been fine-tuned a couple of times. So let's start with the introduction.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to check, because I have in my calendar, I have this meeting going an hour. Do you think we'll be done in an
We're
hour?
We're keeping our fingers crossed.
Okay, very good.
I mean, Judge Mello is available for an hour,
okay.
So
yeah.
We'll try to do as much as we can. I think there are very few changes from the last time. I think maybe, Andrea, can you point out, in addition to the introduction, as we go through, perhaps you can help us remind us where the changes were.
I think Margaret and I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Good. But I think those are the things we need to look at.
Okay, let me get my last draft in front of me.
Intro.
I'm fine with it. How's that?
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it.
Judge Mello, how are you with the introduction?
Can I make a couple suggestions?
Absolutely. That's why we're here.
So on the first page, right in the middle, the large paragraph starts with the words, "The following recommendations address a wide range of citizen interaction." It seems like something's missing. Should there be the word issues? A wide range of citizen interaction what with the board?
No, it was meant to be the noun interaction to take the meaning of ways, forms in which one interacts. So it was not meant as an adjective, but quite deliberately as a noun.
Should it be plural?
I think that would clarify it. Good suggestion.
You could also, I mean, if it is confusing, which you can read it that way, you could also say a wide range of interactions of citizens with the board.
Well, that would be by citizens, but I think that
it's fine.
I think making it plural fixes any. I think that's a good suggestion.
Yeah,
that was actually one of my comments too. So go ahead. Go ahead, Judge.
Okay, the next to last paragraph, the one that begins with the words, "The recommendations are also coded." In the last line, I think the word quasi-judicial should be changed to highly technical.
I'm sorry,
it is
where are you?
He's on the second to last paragraph. Last line.
Page one.
Yes. Yep.
Next to the last paragraph on page one.
Well, perhaps we should add a word, not take away quasi-judicial, because the intent of quasi-judicial is to signal that they are subject to procedures prescribed by the APA.
Right.
So maybe we should say something about the highly technical...
Comma.
Quasi-judicial, highly technical.
Right.
Well, the reason I thought we should take quasi-judicial out is because the way it's written, it seems to be making a distinction between PSB proceedings as being quasi-judicial, whereas Act 250 proceedings are not. And that's not the case. because the person who came and testified to us from Act 250 made it clear that they are also subject to the APA. They are also quasi-judicial processes. So what distinguishes PSB proceedings from Act 250 is not that they're quasi-judicial, but rather they're highly technical.
I guess I'm going to respectfully disagree with that. I think Act 250 is also highly technical. It just has, it's the rules of evidence, I think, that are different. You know, again, I'm not an attorney, but the board process has been described as quasi-judicial with rules of.
So I might make a suggestion, and that would be to take out quasi-judicial altogether and just simply say, which some perceive to be more user-friendly than the processes of the board, period.
If you were to do that, you could also just end the sentence at user-friendly. But would you mind if we heard whether June Tierney has a comment on whether quasi-judicial serves a purpose here?
Right, and then I know the other one.
Judge Mellon, June Tierney here. The group.
Hi, June.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine, too. Something that the group might want to consider is that the distinction between Act 250 and the board process is that the bulk of the initial process under Act 250 is not conducted under quasi-judicial procedures. Or to put it differently, it is, but the appeal route is such that there's a brand new trial if somebody is unhappy with what happened in the first instance. In the board proceedings, there is not that level of interaction before a board order becomes appealable to the Vermont Supreme Court. So I don't mean to suggest that Act 250 is a lesser process. It's absolutely correct that it is conducted as a quasi-judicial process under the APA, just as the board is, but the difference is that board action is immediately appealable to the Supreme Court. And so to remove the quasi-judicial word here, I think, frankly, it misses an important characteristic of this agency and why people have found it so hard to deal with it.
Okay. John, did you want to say something? We're not going to do this for everything, but
well,
I will.
This is a helpful suggestion. I think what you're trying to say is that the PSB is more legally complex. Legalistic is the term people keep using.
Okay, because we could debate that one too.
Okay,
so
okay,
we hear you.
There was a suggestion.
Thank you. Okay, so June, your suggestion is to leave quasi-judicial in?
Frankly, yes, it would be. I think you're removing a very important characteristic of the agency that helps explain why this this working group came to be to begin with. I think Mr. Braven's point is correct, though. That it, and I would not use the word legalistic, but I would say we're legally oriented or something like that. To my mind, legalistic has a negative connotation.
My first suggestion was more legally complex.
And perhaps, Judge, that gets to the point you're making.
More legally complex, quasi-judicial process, Judge?
Or you could take.
That's fine.
Okay.
I thought highly technical covered it, but that's whatever language people are comfortable with is fine.
Well, I like highly technical, comma, quasi-judicial.
Okay, can I have thoughts from around the table?
I think quasi-judicial needs to stay in, so I'm happy with the highly technical or the more legally complex. Either one's fine.
So the reason I like highly technical is because sometimes it isn't just legally complex, but technically complex, mm-hmm. because we are often dealing with interconnection, physics, science, and other things that are technical.
Yep.
So let me just make a clarifying statement, if I might, that might help us if we're going to go to this level of looking at this document, that this document is prepared for and submitted to basically two legislative committees whose jurisdiction, joint energy, sorry, three legislative committees, who's four legislative committees, who's
It's a legislator's.
Whose jurisdiction has oversight of both 250 and the 248 process?
Finance doesn't.
Well, finance is well aware of,
I know.
Of the issues, and so I limit my comment to that.
And so how would you put
meaning
in...
Meaning they know what's going on.
They know what's going on.
So
they know the difference between 250 and 248.
Yes, they do, but the perception of the people is what we're talking, citizen perception of the 250 process as being different from the highly technical or more legally complex. I guess highly technical.
I don't know. You know, before we got into this stuff, you remember all the people who used to come before us and complain about Act 250?
Oh, yes.
And how technical it was and how they didn't know how to...
Yeah.
I mean...
Been there.
It's all relevant.
Okay, so the question here is, do we put in, add a phrase, highly technical, or a phrase, more legally complex? A member of the board has suggested highly technical is more... covers more, mm-hmm. And so we could, that was Judge Mello's suggestion in the first place. So if we put highly technical quasi-judicial processes.
Going with?
Perfect.
Fine.
Okay, what you said in the beginning, and it does, we do intend it to cover the legal complexity.
Yeah, okay. Quasi-judicial. Yeah.
All right.
The only other comment I had about the introduction was the last paragraph on page 2 refers to a progress report process. Where in the recommendations would I find that?
That's the assessment report. It's on page 10. So we just called it on this report
right.
Instead of assessment.
It's section 7, page 10.
Maybe you should use the same term.
Well, let's use the same language then.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to say which one it makes sense?
I think we should, in the intro, call it assessment report.
Okay.
Although, is that redundant?
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of redundancy in this intro.
Thanks a lot.
That's a good thing, you know? The more you repeat things, the more people hear what you're saying. Sometimes.
Could you say that again?
What did I say?
Okay, good point. We'll let's now call the assessment report in the intro.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything from anyone else on the introductory comments? Good. All right. So let's move into the recommendations, and here we're going to look at the changes that we've made from the last time.
There are not too many, as far as I can remember.
Yeah, I've written them down.
Oh,
do you want me to? So the first substantive one that wasn't just changing an uppercase to a lowercase was on page, it's section 5. And let's see if it's, which is in the current page 7. And the original bullet at the top, right under the preamble, was Senator Lyon's suggestion. It originally said, identify funding source for interveners through billback or other in a public advocate office. And it was replaced with what you see in the current draft. It has a solid bullet and two open bullets, and that was to mirror the language in 248A, as suggested by one of our public comments from Chuck Sturrow, who, oh, there he is, he's here again today. So that was the part of 248A that had to do with funding, in this case for municipalities, and so Senator Lyon suggested that we be specific and do that instead of the more general one we had.
Okay.
Fine.
There's one on the previous page in addition to...
Which one?
On page 6, the second solid bullet is a new.
Continue to implement the plan to.
The plan to digitize and upload all transporters into EPS.
Right.
Oh, right.
So maybe, Margaret, you could talk a little bit about what the board.
No, we just added that from last time.
This is new.
Yes.
And this is to digitize and upload information that would then make it accessible to citizens researching board decisions. So, Margaret, maybe you could talk a little bit along with Anne on.
Anne, you want to take a look at this?
Sure. The board is planning on uploading all of the board's previous orders into EPSB, including the ones that are only available in paper, digitizing those, and going back to the beginning of the board. This is a, we're working our way backward in time, so it's going to take us some time to get back that far, but that is our plan, and we have started that process now. Or as we're working on EPSB.
And to give that some context, board case records go back to 1888. That's 18.
Yep.
88.
Yep.
And
I bet there's
many decades of those past records are on microfilm. So they'll need to be converted from microfilm to paper and then digitized.
Yes,
is that right?
Not necessarily the paper.
Okay, but so
they will have to be converted. That's correct.
Okay, so
there's a lot of work.
There's a lot of work
and expense.
Right,
and the expense of that is. Do you know what the expense of that is?
Off the top of my head, forgive me for speaking, but I think I did the research on this. Unless you know it, if memory serves, it can be anywhere from $200 per roll to. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $600 per roll.
Yes.
And, is that correct?
Yes, digitizing the reel of microfilm is from $100 to $540, depending on the quality of the film and how many images it contains.
How many rolls of microfilm are there?
At least
1,500 boxes with about 40 microfilm reels per box. And each typical microfilm reel contains 2,500 images.
You have to be a dedicated person to do that.
Right. I was going to suggest that the cost was actually staff sanity more than the dollars.
Right. You said it much better than I did.
So that's calling attention to the fact that will happen.
Yep. That's great.
Good. Okay.
Can I make a very brief comment on that? The use of limiting it to the orders versus transcripts and pleadings.
Okay, I knew you were going to bring that up. So let me ask the board how much it would cost to do all the transcripts and everything else. Do we have an estimate on that?
Yeah, we did an estimate. If you were to convert everything board related that is on microfilm and not just the orders, if you assume for a discussion that 1,000 of the records boxes contain microfilms and that each box contains only 20 reels, which is a conservative estimate, a ballpark estimate to digitize those records would be $2 million to $10,800,000. And to make those digitized documents word searchable could add a cost of about $60 per reel for a total extra of $1.25 million.
Okay.
And that doesn't count the possible need to, you'd need to hire a full-time temporary person to do that.
And the board orders also, at least the recent ones, and I imagine the past ones as well, summarize a lot of the issues and the conclusions, and you know, it does findings of fact, so it's using evidence that was in the record somewhere and bringing it forward to the extent the board felt it relevant to their decision.
Right, and that's not to say also that those boxes and those microfilms are available. We're just talking
right.
about what it costs to upload them into EPSB.
So unless I hear differently from folks around the table, I think we'll stick with the recommendation that we have. And certainly the issue of other access to other information, as Steve has continued to, you know, be interested in, that is something that the legislature can certainly discuss. But I think from our perspective, having the orders available, and as the commissioner said, their information about the dockets will be available within the order, and then go from there.
Yep, from there to low.
Okay. I know this report's going to come out, or the recommendations will come out, and they'll tell us we're really putting a burden on state government budget. But that's the way it is.
Then the other change was to make a small edit to the language about the assessment report on page 10 to make it clearer. Let's see. Let me get that in front of me. That was simple. That was just clarifications. It used to say, have the board file a report with the legislature in 1 year on progress made to date. Board would file an updated report annually for the following 2 years. We just cleaned up the language mm-hmm. there.
So it is a report, so I'm wondering.
So it is a progress report. Yes, I'm wondering the same thing.
So yeah, so assessment up there. So the assessment is really a part of the progress report.
Well assessment covers it all, I think. In the intro now, we're calling it assessment report.
Right. I'm wondering whether we should go back the other way, leave progress here and put progress in the because.
So leave. So you're suggesting leaving it as progress in the intro.
That it references actually the first bullet on this page rather than the second bullet.
And then change the title to recommendation for progress report.
Yes.
I think I would agree with that.
I think that makes sense. Okay. Are there any other, I think those are the ones I remember.
That's all I can remember.
Yeah. So the gray, which is yellow, it's the 250 stuff, right? When we finalize this set of recommendations to go to the legislature, will you be handing, will it be both electronic and printed with yellow?
I mean, perhaps, sure, yeah, we can do.
I think we should,
printed
at least for the committees of jurisdiction.
Okay.
I think it's fine to do that way, and I was trying to think if there was a third way of indicating this that didn't require being in color as opposed to black and white, but we've used italics. We haven't really used bold. You could do it in bold, right?
Bold but implies importance.
It does, and you know, the yellow actually kind of highlights, no pun intended, the significance of those things. So I don't think it matters.
Andrea, did you want to make an administrative comment?
I was going to suggest that we could change, use italics for the Act 250 and use bold for one of the other categories.
The things that the board's already doing, I don't know.
I like the yellow.
Yeah, okay, let's leave the yellow.
Because you can always make it gray.
Right. You can actually make it any color you want.
Yeah, I noticed, like, for example, the gray highlighting on the title page is darker than the gray highlighting in the text. So
I could change it all to gray and
right.
Yeah,
make
that
it
would
consistent,
be fine.
And then we'll use that instead of color. Okay.
And do we need to talk about exactly, or remind us what will be in the appendices?
But not yet.
Oh, okay.
I need to ask another question about the progress report. That progress report is a voluntary report on the part of the board. Does this, is this something that theoretically could be proposed legislatively? So maybe we should put little stars next to it.
The stars indicate that it requires statutory change.
Right.
So I would be nervous about putting stars on that.
So maybe we want to just put in parentheses something could.
We could change, have the board file to the board will file. Have does imply that it needs to be told.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, this is a recommendation to the board and to the legislative committee, so I know that you're representing the board's interests here and say you will do it, but I'm not sure we would feel comfortable like saying you will to the board.
True. Good point.
So I'm suggesting that we put a parentheses at the end of that first sentence for the following 2 years and say, may require legislative action. How else would you want to handle that?
Maybe legislative action may be desirable.
No, I'm trying to get at your concern.
Right, I don't know.
Suppose the board decides not to do it.
Well, suppose there are many things in here that we're saying the board is doing or will do.
Okay.
And yeah, you could.
That's true.
It's recommendations to the legislative committee, and if they decide that statutory change.
I'm fine. Okay. I crossed it out.
I don't think any of those committees are particularly shy.
They didn't used to be.
Yeah, I think that it's a good exercise for the board anyway to assess the efficacy of the steps we're taking.
Okay. Anything else in the set of recommendations that anyone in the group at the table would like to identify? Okay.
So, Senator, there were two recommendations that I suggested that I couldn't find in this redraft. Maybe they're there and I just couldn't find them.
Okay.
One was a recommendation that we recommend that members of the public should have the right to attend all PSB hearings, both public hearings and technical hearings. And the other was, in cases of significant public interest, the PSB should include in its final decision a discussion of the comments that it received from members of the public, together with an explanation of why the PSB concluded that views offered by members of the public are or are not in the public interest.
Okay, I think both of those are in there.
I just couldn't find them.
Okay, so does anyone
remember where they are, Andrea?
Can we point our finger at them? Because I remember seeing.
I think at the bottom of page 2 addresses the public hearing.
Where?
The bottom of page 2.
Where?
The last bullet?
It has been found for us. Thank you, John. On page 8.
Somebody knows what pages it's
on. Yeah. One of them is the third bullet from the bottom. Address public concerns in a separate section in the final order so it is clear to citizens what issues were raised in public comments and why the board reached the decisions it did regarding those issues. And where was the other one, John?
I can't remember what the other concern was.
The other one was
Members of the public should have the right to attend all PSB hearings, both public hearings and technical hearings.
Which we agreed was already.
What Well, one of them that's related is at the top of page 3. Continue to provide every member of the public who attends the public hearing and is not a party to the case an opportunity to speak at the public hearing. Continue to schedule another public hearing if this is not possible due to time constraints. That's related. Oh, okay, and the other one is also on page 3. The last bullet under evidentiary hearings, continue to open hearings to the public.
That's it.
Right. Yeah, because we had a big discussion about the fact that they are already open.
Right. So.
Okay.
And thank you very much. And then somewhat related to that, and that's been a concern, is 2 bullets up, hold more evidentiary hearings in the area where the project is proposed.
Right.
Good.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. Anything else? Okay. So I would just ask if there's anyone around the room who has a comment to make about the recommendations that we've made briefly.
Better late than never, but I was curious under section 2.
Yeah, you need your name, please.
For the record, Austin Davis, Policy Communications Coordinator for 350 Vermont. Under section 2, the statutory change to bring back Vermont Direct Television or develop alternative to allow, facilitate participation of the public. An italic portion or something that the board could probably do in the interim is explore the usage of something such as social media, which has live stream capability that's interactive, to in the interim allow individuals to participate in board procedures. Just a thought. It's also pretty cost effective.
Yep. So I was thinking that too, that live streaming might be the current version of how to do this, but I was interpreting that as being or develop an alternative in the or develop an alternative piece, so I didn't.
Well, agreed, but I mean, I'm saying in the develop an alternative, if your alternative doesn't cost anything to the board,
mm-hmm.
that could be a board action that doesn't require statutory change.
That's true.
He's right about that.
That's true.
So can I ask, one of the virtues of Vermont Interactive Television was that immediate two-way, so as though you're in a virtual room together. So can you is what you're describing able to do that or not?
Maybe not necessarily, but there's other, there's a slew of things on the market for this that are free and open access. I mean, Google has Google Hangouts, for example, which are basically like large Skype chats that anyone can join. Some companies now use them for the launch of their products and things like that. Other companies just use them for large meetings, and that can be regulated through one person. So it'd be something as simple as the board to get a free Google account and facilitate a Google Hangout, for example.
So and actually, we had talked about that potential, and because the VIT requires legislation, it's under that category. But the board or the department or any other part of the administration could come up with a non-budgetary proposal, and that would work too.
Well, like I said,
your point is well taken.
The legislature definitely should give some consideration to bring back EIT.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about, like, by the time the legislature might enact that kind of solution, we're talking about another 6 months from now.
Sure.
So this might be a temporary Band-Aid, or maybe this works better than EIT, we find.
So I would not object to another bullet right under this that said, leave that bullet the way it is as a statutory thing, and then put another bullet, something like, in the interim, explore live streaming or other internet-based approaches that could accomplish this goal.
Right.
And that would be an italic board directive.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe we would do it as another indent, so it's clearly related to...
To that one.
That one.
Or you could simply say that it's important that the public have access to public participatory vehicles when they can't.
Interactive
vehicles and not make any, you know, not make the suggestion that bring back VIT or whatever it is. I mean, we got rid of VIT, and we got rid of VIT because it was not used and too expensive.
So they, nevertheless, I think that the a caution about relying only on internet access and personal computing devices
I'm not saying that.
No, I understand you're not. I'm just saying that the VIT has been the interaction that can take place, or other alternative might imply PEG access.
But and
then say something that it's something like VIT.
It is.
Should be.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of equipment out there that, when you say VIT, for me it doesn't mean VIT as it was. It means there's a lot of equipment out there that might be distributed or utilized in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So but
for many of the legislators, it will mean that.
It does.
And I would worry about pigeonholing something that, you know, that would get somebody's shackles up, because, well, we've already been down that road. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Ben, but as a, you know, when I was in the legislature, I had that same attitude about VIT. But when I got on the board and I saw it in important cases where that affected people all around the state, and the kinds of people who came who might not have easy access to this hearing room, I had changed my mind completely. So when it was used, I thought it was vital.
Okay, so let's resolve this. Let's do one first suggestion first. The first suggestion is to add another indented bullet that would say non-legislative options may be available through social media or whatever, Skyping, who knows what.
I mean,
you should pursue all options to bring back.
Yeah, I mean, I had, actually, let me read the language I had and see if you think it's okay. And I can take out in the interim, because it might be the permanent thing. Explore live streaming or other internet-based systems that, I can't read my own writing, that allows interactive public/board engagement.
Good.
Perfect.
Yeah, I would say ensure, you know, public participation through interactive streaming sources, including and not limited to Vermont Interactive Television. I think that the board should hit the ground running on this within the next
month. I like that.
And then I think that leave it to the legislature to decide the efficacy of Vermont Interactive Television, and frankly, leave it to the Appropriations Committee to decide if there's the money for that. And then I would also, I'd be curious to ensure, in the light of there's other portions of this document that refer to barring individuals from public participation, but one potential worry for myself, and I'm sure for many people I'm representing who can't be in this room, would be that a source of streaming might become the only source that an individual can interact with the board if barred. I just thought that's something that merits conversation, and honestly might startle some individuals to see that you're developing a source for them to stream and interact, and that might be a first step towards barring certain individuals and saying, you know, there is this means for you to interact with the board.
So our goal is to be inclusive right now. So
I think that one way to do that is to refine that language so that it's not ensuring, you said public participation, it'd be opportunity, not participation, but even more refined, ensure opportunity for simultaneous public participation in different parts of the state.
Right.
And that gets at a different goal than mere participation, and I would hope would avoid what your concern is.
No, definitely. I would agree. I just think adding something in there to ensure that this is in no way meant to limit physical participation in the case of individuals who might see themselves.
Right. And if it's only about being able to participate all at once interactively in geographically miles apart, then that's a different goal and than mere participation.
Yeah, and this is under the category of recommendations to increase ease of citizen participation in different parts of the state. That's the title of this section.
Yes.
So I think, I understand the point, but it feels like a level of detail or a negative connotation that I think I would prefer we avoid in this. But I get what the concern is, but
so
that's not the title.
So may I ask him to repeat the second part of what he said?
Can you repeat the second part of what you said, please?
Would that be in respect to the worry of erosion of physical participation?
No. I mean, you originally, when you first suggested a recommendation, you started with the words ensure.
Oh, ensure interactive public participation for different areas of the state. And then, like, as a sub-bullet of that, you know, by means of, like, internet tools and or, you know, being broad, like I said, I think in the interim that the board should implement something now. It doesn't have to be a perfect solution, whether that's, say, like, an online available free product like Periscope, Facebook Live, Google Hangouts.
We get that. So now what we need to decide is how to put this in place of the bullet that we currently have. I don't want to spend 100 years on this because I think we all agree, I personally think that we should leave something in about Vermont Interactive Television. Yeah. Okay.
I'm fine with leaving that bullet as it is and doing a second bullet again that starts as was suggested.
Yes.
Ensure interactive.
Ensure opportunity for simultaneous, interactive public participation around the state.
Right. And then as a sub-bullet, you could do what I suggested before, which is explore the different pieces.
You said explore live streaming or other internet-based systems.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then a sub-bullet, which would be 3 stars for statutory, would be bring back Vermont Interactive Television. Mm-hmm. With the bullet above being italicized.
Oh, I see. So you're
doing that. I think that the board should do this in the interim, mm-hmm. and then if the board can report back to the legislature during hearings and say, this works really well, maybe they decide that it's not an efficient solution to bring back much active television.
We get you. Okay, so we hear you. The question now we have is, the suggestion's been made to put VIT as a second bullet. That's the way I look at it. They're both equal bullets. So I'm happy with doing
Me
that.
Me too.
Okay.
Well, you could also...
Now, you want to put a circle.
No, you could make it one recommendation.
I don't think so.
By having the goal be the intro to the sentence set along the lines of ensure opportunity for simultaneous interactive public participation. And then continue the sentence by... pick up bringing back Vermont Interactive Television, and then, or developing the live streaming or other internet-based system to achieve the same goal.
Yeah.
That could all be one recommendation.
It could, but I actually like the, I think because we've already got that written and we've got the second one written, I guess I would do that as the solid bullet. The first sentence you said, ensure that there's interactive blah, blah, blah. And then do these as 2 sub-bullets and call it good.
Well, I mean, right now, the introductory sentence says that we want to increase participation for people who live far away.
Right.
And then we can put in the live streaming bullet first, and then put in the, because that's something that could happen fast, theoretically. And then put in the interactive television bullet. I think if we do that, we solve the problems that we're hearing about.
I'm fine with any of those options.
May I throw one sentence in? That due to the technical nature, knowing a lot about both the streaming and the more intensive and expensive technology, that you might just recommend the board open a rulemaking proceeding on video interactive participation, because it's going to get down to that
so
level. and the legislature's not going to be equipped to deal with it.
So, exactly right. So, but they're going to need some authority to do that, because
mm-hmm. right.
they don't have it right now. So that will be a conversation in the legislature. How would this happen? So it might happen by an appropriation, through an appropriation, or it might happen through rules. And we haven't explored that necessarily
right.
as a working group.
The verb explore allows all those options.
Right, so explore is, if explore. So would that be something we could do to put the option of live streaming for simultaneous participation of different groups, or live streaming or comparable, first, and then the Vermont Interactive TV second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that.
Well then, instead of trying to write it here, should we draft a replacement and send it around by email, or?
Yeah, we're going to do that with the whole thing.
Okay.
We're going to have to do that with the whole thing. Okay? All right. Is there anyone else who wishes to make a comment? Be careful what I wish for.
No, you're reading. You're
well,
very
it's important.
Gracious.
I mean, these are important details.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So at this point, as we go through, do any of us have anything else?
In light of looking at the time and realizing that Judge Mello will have me to leave at 2, and I would like to as well, we've got 11 minutes left.
Okay, thank you.
I'm thinking that maybe you'd entertain a motion to approve this report as amended today, so that we get
right.
a vote.
I would entertain that motion, yes, and then
okay.
after that motion, we'll go through and we'll solidify the changes that were actually voting on.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, I'd entertain that motion.
So I would move that we adopt the report as amended here today for as a final report along with the introduction as amended today.
And then before we vote on that, I think we should hear, have the list of appendices.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get to that list, can we just go through the changes that we've made, because I think that's probably the more important thing. So on page 1 of the introduction, we've added S on interactions. We've added highly technical before quasi-judicial.
And back one page on the title, the word them is in the subtitle. It should be deleted, submitted to, instead of submitted them to.
Good catch.
To them.
Okay. Typos accepted. And then progress report stays as it is.
Yep.
On no changes on page 1, the index contents.
Actually, there is in section 7 the recommendation for progress report.
Thank you.
Oh, good catch.
Good work. Page 2, I don't have anything for anything there.
I think we'd want to replace the bullet under public hearings with whatever we determine is the final language regarding the live streaming.
Yes.
So you repeat it here?
Yes.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yes.
Yes.
Two bullets, first one being the live streaming bullet. Okay, page 3. Page 4, we just went through, so the first bullet will be live streaming and the second bullet will relate to DIT or alternatives. Page 5, we're good. Page 6, we made no changes there. Page 7, we made no changes. Page 8, we made no changes. Page 9, we made no changes. Page 10 is a progress report, so instead of assessment report, progress report.
Yep.
And page 11, no changes. and then page 12 are the appendices. So those are the changes, and we're all, are there any others that we've missed? Okay. So in terms of the recommendations, do we want to vote on that section of our work before we look at the appendices? Well, let's look at the appendices then. Appendix A. Andrea, do you want to walk us through what we have here?
Sure. Appendix A would be the comments received in writing, organized by date submitted. Appendix B would be the meeting minutes, organized by date. And Appendix C is the presentation made by Board Member Cheney at the August 5th first meeting.
Okay. Does the department have anything from the presentation that the department did?
Did we actually do a presentation?
I mean, you did, but it wasn't in writing, and I just wanted to make sure that there's anything.
Oh, I see. No. No, we don't have anything.
Okay.
To provide.
We received a number of other presentations that weren't in writing as well, as I recall.
Right. Those are the things that would be under A, Appendix A, right. I believe.
So those are only, A's only
written. Those are written comments, right?
Yeah, you Judge, I think you're referring to any presentation or discussion that occurred in these meetings, mm-hmm. which I think just needed to be summarized in the minutes, which probably was.
But no, it wasn't.
Wasn't. I'm not sure that, I mean,
but
they were,
it's
they
recorded.
We have a recorded record,
we
so, and those are available.
Good point.
So, we could.
Well, I might want to just mention that.
Yeah, so maybe somewhere at the bottom of the. Maybe at the top, in addition to recordings of each individual meeting and public hearing, we offer the following supporting documents.
Mm-hmm.
So just
should we say where the tapes, the CDs are available?
Where are they?
We could say Appendix D is recordings available upon request at the Public Service Board office.
Sounds good
yeah,
to me.
Recordings of each meeting.
Right.
Or if you were putting them on the web, you could have a live. You could have a link. Once we get them on microfilm, then they'll be available.
Right. So let's just have them available upon request. That's the way we do it in the legislature, and it makes a lot of sense.
If the committee were interested, they could request the VCE to provide copies of the video. We videoed all these. So. Mm-hmm.
And so did
okay.
Steve.
And Steve has them. That's
yep.
correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Different angles. I can decide which angle.
So yours are available at...
You're already on YouTube, but who knows with YouTube?
Right.
And where are yours available, Steve?
Some of them are loaded to Google Drive. I've been.
So I think in terms of the official information on disk, I don't know how we can. Well, we can. We could put it in today's minutes.
Sure.
That would be good, helpful. That VCE has. Video.
I could just put a link to the YouTube VCE mm-hmm. site, but if you could send it to me, because I think there might be multiple.
We could probably put them on a thumb drive and get you a thumb drive so you'd have a record.
Or even just a link in the minutes would be
well, I'm
too.
Just saying, I'm suggesting that, I'm always surprised that YouTube has the volume it does and amount of memory it stores on the server. I'm expecting one day for them to say it's charged.
Start dropping things
house.
Off. Yep, yep.
So.
And,
okay.
And by the way, if we are, I mean, I have no objection to citing both of these, and I appreciate the fact that the two people are willing to make them available. I'm assuming they are
unedited,
correct?
Yes.
In their entirety. Yep, great. Then I have no problem
right.
with that.
So that will go into the minutes for today's meeting. I think that's the way to do it.
I want to make clear, I'm not committing to, I mean, I pay $100 a month for Google Drive, so I'm not committing
yeah.
to.
We're not asking
no.
that.
Yeah.
Right. We're not asking
right.
that.
Yeah.
But
this is not an official.
Okay.
This is not official. what is official are the discs, the recordings that we have.
Go ask Steve.
Taken here, that will be in the appendix, available upon request.
But it raises an important.
So we will get to that question, but right now we're debating our vote, so we're discussing our vote, Steve, and I appreciate, and we'll have time for comments at the end of the meeting. All right, okay, so.
Senator?
Yes.
Senator, I second Commissioner Remke's motion.
Thank you, Judge.
Okay, that's good.
I vote yes.
Any further discussion? So we've made our corrections, those will be sent around, and we'll make sure that they are, agree with what we think we've said. Okay, all those in favor of the recommendations as amended, vote yes.
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 Yes, all opposed. Okay, thank you all.
Thank you.
Good work.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So.
Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome. So we've gotten to this point. I would like for us to review the minutes from the last meeting, and I'd entertain a motion.
I don't think I've seen them.
We just got them.
Oh, I'm sorry,
in hard
Judge.
Copy.
I can read them.
Yeah, Judge, we can read them to you.
If who wants to read them, go ahead. You're a good reader.
Okay. It starts with the title of who's on the thing, then Citizen Participation in PSB Proceedings Working Group Draft Minutes, November 17th, 2016 at 1 p.m. The Susan M. Hudson Hearing Room, 3rd floor, 112 State Street, Montpelier, Vermont. In attendance, Senator Ginny Lyons, Representative Tony Klein, Board Member Margaret Cheney, Judge Robert Mello, via phone. I was not here, so I'm reading them for you. But. The meeting was called to order by Senator Lyons at 1 p.m. The working group members continued discussion on the draft recommendations. Board Member Cheney will incorporate proposed changes and share a final draft at the next meeting. The meeting adjourned at approximately 2:30 p.m.
So I would make a correction that the word at should be added between the draft and the.
I agree.
Okay.
I second.
Noted.
Okay. So do we have a motion to approve the minutes
as amended? So moved.
Second.
Okay. Further discussion? All's in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Abstain. You don't have to. You know that, but that's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All a no, any no vote, and an abstention. Okay. So that's good. Before we adjourn, because we're about to do that, we will get a clean copy of the recommendations out to everyone. And that has to happen before December 15th, so it should be sometime this week. And then we will have that clean copy for ourselves. The report that goes to the committees of jurisdiction, I think one copy that goes to each committee should have all of the information in the appendices. I don't think every copy that goes to the committee needs to have that initially, but it should be available, should committee members want it. And I don't know who gets the burden of copying on that one. I think that each member of the committee should at some point be given a complete copy.
Each member of the legislative
each
committee.
Each member of this committee,
oh, this committee.
Should
oh,
be given
oh, oh.
a copy of the clean recommendations and the appendices, unless you don't want the appendices.
No, I think one copy of those would be good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having those.
I have them already in my notebook.
I do too, yeah. But I want to make sure I'm not missing anything.
Yeah, so then you make sure you have exactly what was.
I have exactly what's there, so okay. We're good.
So does everyone want a copy of that? I see
yes.
Senator Lyons.
Yes.
Okay. Three. Judge Mello, would you like me to mail you a copy?
Sure, if you don't mind.
Not at all. Okay.
So. I do not feel like I need, and I just want to clarify, I don't feel like I need copies of the CDs from the meetings.
No, I don't
no.
need the CDs.
No, I don't think any of us need that.
None of those are going any, people need to ask for them.
No, we're still in those.
Okay. So the recommendations will go out on the 15th in the final form, or before the 15th in the final form.
And is that the date that you'd like to post on the website as well?
Yes, please.
So Senator, forgive me, but I've got to run.
Thank you, Judge.
Okay, Judge, you know, before you go, I just want to say thank you for your participation in the group. It's been extremely helpful.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your leadership in getting us through all this process in such good shape.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
Likewise.
Yeah, you too. Okay, so before we adjourn, two things. One, I want to thank the committee for your hard work. And I know that the board has been helping us with administratively, and I greatly appreciate it. And Andrea has done an amazing amount of work, as have the others on the board, to help us get this far. So I very much appreciate it. And all of the terrific input from members of the group.
And thank you to all of you.
Yeah, thanks.
Right, and I'm, you know, is there any last comment anyone would like to make as we wrap up?
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Okay. I knew you would.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Final word?
I'd like to point out that of all the effort to study, prepare, provide testimony, pretty much very little of it ended up in the report, and now it's not even going to end up in the appendices because of the, other than as an audio disc. You realize that decision makers with your level of skill and schedule won't take the time to listen to audio or watch YouTubes to find testimony. So to provide the impression to the committees of jurisdiction that the written comments are the scope of the testimony without transcripts of certain. Basically, it's shouldering me with the job now of transcribing pieces from video and supplementing an unofficial record of the testimony, because I provided a lot of specific testimony that failed to make it into the report. And so, as an example, in the last recommendation, which I thought we had buy-in of unofficially in the email, to address the issue of the stranded microfilm, you got decoy, flotsam and jetsam. There was always, the board orders aren't on microfilm, they're all in the binders, and they were gonna be scanned anyway. Yes, this is true. So in effect, y'all got decoyed by staff into missing the point that there's certain pleadings and certain transcripts, and I'm not saying all of them need to be done, $14 million, okay? But we need a process of prioritizing which microfilms do need to be released from. But in any case, it's a frustration with, in effect, both the way that that recommendation was handled or diverted to only being orders, as well as the fact that none of the informed testimony from many of these people is going to be in the record, other than as an, in effect, in it.
Okay, so Steve, thanks. You. I understand your comment.
The record, I need to make a correction that, to our knowledge, the orders previous to 1971 are all on microfilm.
Okay. Thanks for the comment. I do think that the reason you have a committee, which we are, to listen to these things is to incorporate the testimony that was given, and we did think about it, we listened to it, and we reacted to it. That doesn't mean everybody needs to see every piece of this out there. On the other hand, they have that available if they wish to watch the recordings or listen to the recordings, I should say. So I feel like it's more than well covered, and we got out of this, out of the testimony, what we needed, I think, to do the work.
So, any other comments? I would like to say that we, I think, have worked very hard to increase the ease of citizen participation in public service board proceedings through our recommendations. And while some may think this is, we haven't done enough, then consider it a beginning. For those of you who think we've gone too far, consider it an end. I think the conversation goes on, and it goes on in various places. One is here at the board, as the board improves its proceedings, and also in the legislature, as the legislature listens to and responds to the recommendations that we've made. So, that being said,
Do you present this to the committees?
If I'm asked, I'd be happy to. Yep.
Well, I thank you very much for your service, and right. I think that what we have done will actually improve the situation, and appreciate the board's interest in doing that, and the department will do everything it can to help. So.
Yeah, I've been impressed by the work that the board is doing. Yeah, but I'm also impressed by the recommendations and the suggestions that we've heard from people around the room at each of our meetings, and it's been extremely helpful. So that's good.
So that I would motion.
Did you do?
I'll do a motion to adjourn if you want.
It's welcome. Okay.
Yep.
Second.
All's in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you, guys.